Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom lasts forever. We've been saying every week about how the kingdom of God is when someone hears the word of God, receives the truth of the gospel, repents, and turns their life to Christ as their new king and Lord of their life. And that person becomes a kingdom citizen. And the kingdom of God advances one heart at a time. And the kingdom citizens want to live out the will of God on earth just as it would be in heaven. Jesus, as he's kind of finishing up here, real close to the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he gives one of the most difficult and terrifying passages of Scripture where he says in chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, and do many works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" I mean, that is a terrifying passage. It comes right at the end of where he's kind of critiquing false teachers and false prophets and saying that you're going to know them by their fruit. He had just said prior to that that there are going to be these two paths, the wide path that leads to destruction and the narrow path that leads to life, and only few will find it. And when he follows that up with this passage where he's basically saying there are going to be people who want to walk into the kingdom of God believing that they are absolutely supposed to be there, that there's no reason why Jesus would ever kick them out. And Jesus is saying, no, you don't belong here. You're out. And they're like, but we did this, and we did this, and we did this, and we did this. And those things all sound like, you know, God-honoring things. And he's saying, but I never knew you. Away from me. I mean, it's terrifying because it really is a warning to all of us that this is a wake-up call to say, look, do I know him? Do I really know the Lord? Or am I just pretending by doing religious activity? Because I think religious activity is a scorecard where we can kind of check the boxes and decide if we think our self-righteousness is good enough. We look at the way we live and we think we almost deserve, you know, to be in heaven because we're a good person, because we do these things. We go to church, we write the checks, we serve in something. We even, you know, try to tell other people about Jesus. But if our hearts aren't with God, if we don't actually know him, then we don't really belong there. It would be like showing up at someone's wedding that you don't know, but you heard the invitation, you saw the invitation, so you showed up, but you don't actually know the bride and groom. Only the people who know the bride and groom are going to the wedding. And in that very same way, Jesus is saying, look, unless you know me, you don't get in. So then that begs the question, what does it mean to know the Lord? John talked about Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. He goes on to say that eternal life is this, in John 17:3, eternal life is this, is knowing God the Father and the Son in whom he sent. This just implies a personal relationship, that as you hear the word of God, you naturally want to obey it because of your love for him. That there is a real relationship, that all of the activity comes out of that, of actually loving. Think of it like this, that you know, when you're in relationship with a spouse or in relationship with another person, you want to care for that person out of the love that you have. But you don't love people you don't know, right? You don't see someone in a magazine and go, "Oh, man, I'm going to choose to like lay down my life for that person in the magazine today." Right? That would be ridiculous. Let's say we read a book and you know, we love the author and we buy all the author's books. We don't lay down our life for that author. You lay down your life for people that you're in relationship with. You love them and serve them and care for them and choose to put their needs above your own. In the same way, Jesus is saying, if you love me, you obey my commands. If your heart is bent towards the Lord, you know it. If you've been struggling with your heart towards the Lord and you've been doing it out of obligation, my guess is that you know that too. In either case, Jesus is saying, come to me, all you who are weary, all you who are burdened by life, by sin, by trying to keep the rules, come to me and take my yoke upon your shoulders and I will give you rest. Father, I pray you give us all rest in you. I pray that as you have poured your life into us, as you have given us your Son, Lord, we simply respond in love to you. Lord, draw us closer. I pray, Lord, you would give us confidence in that day as it approaches, because we know you. I ask, God, that we surrender more and more of our heart to you on a daily basis. Help us to follow you always. We ask that in your Son's name. Wherever you're at, just take a few moments before you close out your time here and just talk to the Lord. Talk to him about what's on your heart. If you've been struggling, tell him that. If you've got other things on your heart, just tell him that. Talk to your Father today. Till next time, God bless.